Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Green Party leader and Minister for Environment, Climate, Communications and Transport, Eamon Ryan. Why has your government taken the decision to formally recognise the state of Palestine this morning?
Because it was the right time to do so, Shane. We have been considering this in the Irish Parliament for decades. In our programme for government, written 4 years ago, we said that we wanted to do it when the time was right. And this time is an urgent time. It's urgent because there are people, hundreds of thousands of people in Gaza on the brink of starvation and under an immediate assault in Rafah and in northern Gaza. And that can't be allowed just continue. We can't just stay silent. It does require us to be clear in where our view. It comes 10 days after a UN vote where 143 countries voted in favour of Palestine joining the United Nations. And it's important because it's also diplomatically, it seeks to support peace initiatives that other countries are promoting. A number of Arab countries have presented a peace plan, and they will do so again next week to European leaders. And ourselves, Spain and Norway, and hopefully to be joined by others, felt that this moment was an important one to back that peace initiative, to try and bring about a ceasefire and try and help deliver in whatever way we can, a lasting constitutional settlement to an issue that's been allowed to exist for decades where the Palestinian people's rights were not recognised.
Can I read you just the reaction of Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz? He said, today's decision sends a message to Palestinians and the world. Terrorism pays. After the Hamas terror organization carried out the largest massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, after committing heinous sexual crimes witnessed by the world, these countries chose to reward Hamas and Iran by recognizing a Palestinian state. Your response to that?
I think more than any other country, our country has learned the lesson that terrorism never works, that you cannot let violence against innocent civilians for political aims win. And I was saying in my own few words outside government buildings, whether that's a bomb on the streets of Omar or whether it's a bomb in Jerusalem, whether it's a silent device unannounced in a Birmingham pub or whether it's a rocket landing in Tel Aviv, whether it's an assault by Hamas on kibbutz, which we completely condemn and demand the release of hostages. But also, you cannot also not condemn the dropping of a bomb from a fighter jet onto a refugee camp in Gaza or onto a hospital. But condemnation on its own, we've learned this as well, condemnation cannot bring an end to the problem. You do have to seek negotiated political resolution. And the political resolution that will have to come in Israel and in Palestine is recognizing the right of both Israel. We absolutely stand up for their right for peaceful existence against terrorism coming from Hamas, which we condemn. But condemnation on its own doesn't deliver peace. We've learned that.
Fair point. Fair point. Do you worry, or did you worry, though, that this might help Hamas more, say, than the Palestinian Authority? That this in some way will be, and I know it's not your intention to do this, but it will be interpreted there as a vote of confidence in them rather than the Palestinian Authority, that it actually could inadvertently favour extremism rather than moderation.
Obviously, that's our last intent, although you can't fully control. It's not just what's happening in Gaza, it's what's happening in the West Bank as well. But one thing it seems to me is sure, that just doing nothing, just recognizing the status quo where Palestine was not recognized, and the ongoing for decades discrimination in the West Bank as well as in Gaza, that hasn't delivered anything. That hasn't brought peace. It will be other countries, particularly in the region, particularly those with influence, the likes of the US and others, that try and deliver a ceasefire in the coming weeks. Please God, it will come. But what we have to think about, what comes the day after the ceasefire? And the day after has to include recognition of Palestine, in my mind, because otherwise, how can you find a resolution? It will be a two-state solution, it looks like. But you can't have that if you don't recognise the state of Palestine.
Will we ever get there, Minister, do you think?
Yes. And I think maybe after 30 years and troubles in this country where we reached a peaceful agreement, maybe we're one of the few countries that can take a difficult step, along with Spain and Portugal, to try and promote and push that. And I hope I'll be working with my colleagues through the European Green Party, just as the Taoiseach an Tánaiste will work through theirs. It's through the European parties that we, our European process, that we perhaps have most influence. That's not easy. But what I think the timing here is important, because what it will do is back up a proposal coming from a number of Arab states, a peace proposal next week. Okay. And we've timed this to support that.
Minister, we really appreciate you taking our call on what is undoubtedly an historic day, the Irish government formally recognising the Palestinian state. Green Party leader, Minister for Environment, Climate, Communications and Transport, Eamon Ryan, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.